So we're going to make our way onto our back in supported fish pose. Grab one block and put it underneath the back of the heart. If you're fortunate to have a second block, you can put underneath your head or put a pillow there. And then legs, however they are comfortable, out in front of you straight, Supta Baddha Konasana, soles feet together, knees out, or knees bent, feet on the ground. And as we lie here for just a couple of breaths, at any point, if it ever starts to feel like too much, just get rid of the block and lie down on your back, okay? And just take a couple of deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and either exhaling out the nose or out the mouth. Allowing yourself to arrive in the here, in the now. Every time we arrive onto our mats, we have this opportunity to surrender. Surrender our expectations of what is to be. Surrender the weight that we might be carrying, either for our families, our communities, or ourselves. Surrender any duty we have to anybody else. Just for this time, it is our time. Our time to feel our bodies. Our time to celebrate this breath and moment. Our opportunity to be and enjoy being. Supported fish pose is a heart opener. Literally, we're opening our chests in this shape. And may that be a metaphor for us to open our own hearts, specifically to ourselves, so that we can feel our true essence that lives in our hearts. Bend your knees, place your feet on the ground, and either roll to one side to move the blocks out from underneath, or sit up, sit directly up, move the blocks, and then lie back down. It's totally up to you on how you get there. Yeah, and then just lie down on your back with knees bent, feet on the ground, just for a couple of breaths, allowing the spine to now come back to neutral. The first style of practice I ever took in my whole entire life was a variation of hatha, where you do one pose and then you lie in shavasana. You do a pose, you lie in shavasana. And the idea of the shavasana is to integrate the medicine of the pose before. Unfortunately, I was too young. I was 18, so I didn't get it, but now I get it. So you're lying here right now to feel the medicine of supported fish. All right, from here, hug your knees into your chest. Perhaps draw circles on your lower back, or perhaps rock side to side, whatever feels organically delicious in this moment. And you're either going to just rock and roll a couple times up and down the spine or just roll side to side, but you'll make your way onto hands and knees. How you get there is yours. And when you get onto hands and knees, cat cows, any variation, so arcing and rounding the spine. And next couple breaths, you'll make your way into down dog. And then move around in down dog in any way that serves in this breath and moment, which could be bike pedaling the legs. It could be stillness. You could rock your hips side to side or perhaps create those undulations like you were just doing in down dog instead of on hands and knees. Walk yourself forward into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Once you walk your feet to your hands, a couple of breaths in Uttanasana. And slowly roll yourself up to stand, Tadasana, mountain pose. Either keep your hands as they are or hands in prayer. We'll take the sound of Om once and then a little bit of call and response. One sound of Om and then call and response. Take a deep breath in. Response. Om Triambakam. Om Triambakam. Yajamahe. Yajamahe. Sukandim Pushti. Sukandim Pushti. Varanam. Varanam. Urva. Urva. Rukamiva. Rukamiva. Pandanam. Andanam, Mriyo, Mriyo, Mukshi, Mukshi, Amamritat, Amamritat, Om Triambakam Yajamahe, Om Triambakam Yajamahe, Sukandim Pushtivaranam, Sukandim Pushtivaranam, Urva Rukamiva Bandanam, Urva Rukamiva Bandanam, Mriyo Mukshi Amamritat, Mriyo Mukshi Amamritat, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that's the Mahamrityunjaya mantra, probably my favorite mantra. It's a mantra to Shiva. The translation is, O three-eyed Shiva, Lord of the Merciful, Fragrant One, may you grant us immortality. If the cucumber is severed from the vine, may remain connected to that which is infinite. And it's a healing mantra. It is said to heal us both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And more so than that, the vibration, the nada, the sound, right? May it affect us, all of our cells. May this be a practice of nourishing ourselves. And Shanti, may we all cultivate peace within. Release your hands, opening your eyes. Two sun salutations, any way you like them. I'll meet you back here. Once you find Tadasana Mountain Pose, connect to a gaze point out in front of you or close your eyes. Connect to a gaze point on the ground out in front of you and inhale and sweep the arms up to the sky, palms facing towards each other, arms shoulder width apart. That's it. Shift your weight into your left foot, bend your right knee, bring your right knee in towards the chest with your arms overhead. Yeah, we're gonna take hip mandalas, okay? Take a deep breath in. Exhale, take your right knee out towards the right. Take it towards the back of your mat and then bring your right knee beside your left one, right heel to bum. Yeah, right knee comes into the chest. That's the circle, yeah. Out towards the right, out behind you. Good, three more in this direction. Yeah. Now the fun part is, can I breathe super deep as I'm doing this? Can I soften my jaw? And next time the knee comes in towards the chest, take the circles in the opposite direction. So that means bring your right knee down beside your left one, out behind you, out towards the right, and forward. So you're just changing directions, that's it. Yeah. Next time the knee comes in towards the chest, keep it there. Reach your fingertips up a little bit higher and then step your right foot back into a lunge. Step it all the way back. Yeah. Palms now face forward. Great. Back heel nice and high. Take a deep breath in. Stay upright with your torso. Exhale, bend your back knee. Reach your arms forward and down so they come by your sides. Keep your torso upright. That's it. Inhale, straighten your back knee and reach your arms forward and up. There it is. Exhale, bend your back knee about 3/4 of the way. Reach your arms forward and down. Yeah, good. Three more like that. Try to keep your elbows straight the whole time. Last one. Arms up to the sky, deep breath in. Hands down by the front foot. Put your back knee down on the ground. With your right knee on the ground, take your left leg out behind you so you're in tabletop with your left leg out behind you. Tabletop, left leg out. You can always put padding underneath your right knee as we're here, okay? Scoot your hands back a little bit so your pelvis is directly over your right knee. Curl your right toes under, it's just easier to balance. Yep. And now bend your left knee so that the left sole of the foot facing the ceiling, creating a 90-degree angle in your left leg. Yes. Hug your left knee in towards the center line. Good. And now just soft little pumps. Lift the left heel up towards the sky. Just soft little pumps. Yeah. Now, as you reach your heel up to the sky, especially those of us who are very open in our pelvis, try to keep your pelvis neutral. So that means gently lift your pubic bone towards your belly button, keeping the lower abdomen engaged. Yes, that's it. Good. All right. From here, straighten your left leg out behind you. Yeah. And then just put your left toes on the ground. Yep. Three-legged plank pose, claw the mat, take your right leg out behind you. You're in plank pose with your right toes floating. You got me? Yes, that's it, good. Claw the mat, take a deep breath in. And exhale, lower yourself all the way down to the ground, all the way, three-legged chaturanga all the way to the ground. Now bend your right knee, bring your right heel towards your bum. Grab a hold of your right foot with your right hand. Yeah, reach your left arm out in front of you and tent out your left fingertips. Good. Hug your right knee in towards the center line. Press your left toes down and now kick your right foot into your right hand and gently lift your chest up towards the sky. Leanne, lie down on your belly, sister. Lie down on your belly and take half bow. Okay, with your right knee, right heel to bum. That's it. Good. Okay. Everybody else, let's tent out the left fingertips and then lift the chest up and see if you can slide your left fingers a little closer towards you. That's it, Deborah. Lift the heart. Mm-hmm. Stay as you are, or now left arm lifts up. Line your left arm up with your ear so you're not up too high. Yes, good. Left arm with left ear. Reach through those left fingers. Good. Stay here, or now lift your left foot up off the ground.
What?
Mm-hmm. So Ardha Shalambhasana, Ardha Dhanurasana, half bow, half locust. And then as you exhale, release everything down. Straighten your right knee out behind you. Palms by your shoulders or closer to your hips. Upward dog or cobra from the ground up. Inhale, lift your beautiful heart up to the sky. Yes, nice work. As you exhale, down dog, take your hips up to the sky behind you. Take a deep breath in. And exhale it out. All right, right leg goes up to the sky, deep breath in. And step your right foot forward in between your hands, Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Step your back foot in about a foot and reach your arms up by your ears. Yep. You're going to take your hands into prayer overhead. Bend your elbows so that your forearms are parallel to the ceiling, so reach your fingers towards the back of your own mat. Yep. And then hug your elbows in towards your own forehead. Mm-hmm. And then from there, lift the sternum, the breastbone up towards the sky, like I was holding on to your elbows. Good. Ksenia, lift your pubic bone towards your belly button and lengthen your lower back, friend. That's it. Yes, you got it. Yeah. Beth, can you hug your elbows a little closer towards your own forehead? Aha. Uh-huh. And then lift your elbows up from there. Not as much. I like your style, but you should be able to still see in between your elbows. There you go. Yeah. And then lift your elbows up from there so that you open up your triceps. That's the idea. Good. All right. Fingertips up to the sky. Take your hands to your outer hips and bring your torso a quarter of the way forward. So you're on a diagonal from your back heel to the top of the head. Now step your back foot in about a foot. Back heel up high. Good. Warrior 3 with hands on hips. Shift the weight forward and lift your back leg, which is your left leg, up off the ground. With your hands on your outer hips, lower your outer left hip down. Yes. Shrug your shoulders onto your back. Reach your sternum, your breastbone forward. Good. Like we just did in tabletop, bend your left knee. Left sole of the foot faces the ceiling. What? Yeah. Sweet little pumps. Reach your left heel up towards the sky. Very small movements. Yeah, you're like, hello, bum. Bum says, hi, how's it going? Good. You're going to stand all the way up, left knee in towards the chest. Left knee in towards the chest. Reach your arms up to the sky. Reach your arms up. There you go. Here come those hip mandalas. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, take your left knee out to the left, towards the back of your mat, in towards the chest, out towards the left, out behind you and down. Good. Three more in this direction. Yeah, you can move slower, faster. It doesn't matter. Just move with your breath. Good. Next time the knee comes in towards the chest, take it in the opposite direction. Feel your breath. Last one. Next time the knee comes in towards the chest, just keep it there. Take a deep breath in. And then exhale, step your left foot back into a lunge. Step it back. Yeah, now have your palms facing forward. We're going to bend and straighten that back leg, keeping the torso upright, okay? Take a deep breath in. Exhale, bend your back knee. Reach your arms forward and down. Yeah. Inhale, straighten your back leg. Reach your arms forward and up. Yeah, see if you can keep your torso upright the whole time. Exhale, bend your back knee, arms go forward. Good. Three more like that. Yeah. Laura, see if you can stay upright with your torso the whole time. Just move your arms and legs without your torso moving. It'll just take you more into your psoas. That's what we're going for. Yeah, that's it, Laura. You got it. Okay, next time your arms go up, keep them there. And then hands down by the front foot, lower your back knee down to the ground, which is your left knee. Yep. And then slide your right leg out behind you. So you're in tabletop with your right leg out behind you. Scoot your hands back a little bit so that your pelvis is directly over your left knee. You can always put padding there. Okay. Curl left toes under. Yeah. Wrist and shoulders aligned. Claw the mat with your finger pads. And then you got it. Bend your right knee. Right sole of the foot faces the ceiling, creating that 90-degree angle. And then just a sweet little pumps. So lifting the toes up towards the sky. Ksenia, hug your right knee in towards the center line. Your right knee's going out towards the couch. Take it in the opposite direction. Yeah. That way you're really staying in the front of the leg versus the outer leg, okay? That's it. Yeah. Laura, same thing. Hug your right knee in towards the center line, so towards your left knee. So lower the outer hip down. Yes, exactly. Good. Straighten your right leg out behind you, my friends. Yeah, and just put your right toes on the ground. Yeah, three-legged plank. Claw them out with your finger pads and take your left leg out behind you. Left foot is floating. Take a deep breath in. Lower yourself all the way down to the ground. Three-legged chaturanga to the ground. Amazing. Bend your left knee. Bring your left heel towards your bum. Grab a hold of your left foot with your left hand. Reach your right arm out in front of you. Tent out your right fingertips and then hug your right knee in towards the center line. Yeah. Pressing the pubic bone down. First part. Kick your left foot into your left hand. Just feel how that activates your quads. Excuse me, your glutes. Yeah. And then from here, lift the chest up towards the sky. Mm-hmm. You can slide your right fingers closer towards you to lift the heart up a little bit higher. Amazing. Yeah, stay as you are, or now lift your right arm up, line your arm up with your ear, so now your back's gonna do all the work versus your arm. Sweet, yes. Stay as you are, or now lift your left, excuse me, your right toes up off the ground. My goodness, there's only right and left. Yes, good. Yeah. Deborah, see if you can get your right palm to face the left wall so your thumb is up. Good, lie down, everything down. Take your palms underneath your shoulders or closer to your hips, upward dog or cobra from the ground up. Inhale, lift your beautiful chest. Nice work. And as you exhale, downward dog, take your hips up to the sky behind you. All right, inhale, reach your left leg up to the sky behind you. And step your left foot forward in between your hands. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Step your back foot in about a foot. Lower your back heel. Reach your arms up by your ears. With your arms overhead, hands come into prayer. Reach your fingers towards the back of your own mat, bending your elbows so that your forearms are parallel with the ceiling. Yeah, and then imagine, let's do it like this. Hug your elbows in towards your forehead first. And then imagine I was holding onto your elbows, lifting your elbows up to the sky so that you get a very deep opening in your triceps. And then breathe deep. Okay, that's it. Sarah, see if you can hug your elbows a little closer towards your own forehead. That's it, right there. That was perfect. All right, fingertips go up to the sky. Yeah, and then hands by outer hips. Yeah, take your hands to your outer hips is what I want to say. Good, bring your torso a quarter of the way forward. Pivot your back heel up off the ground. Step your back foot in about a foot. Keep your front knee bent. Virabhadrasana 3, warrior 3. Begin to lift your back leg up off the ground. Yeah, as you lift the back leg, begin to straighten your bottom knee. And while your hands are on your outer hips is to feel, we tend to lift from the outer right leg. Can you lower the outer right hip down so your pelvis is squared with the ground? Good. And now right where you are, bend your right knee, right sole of the foot faces the ceiling. Yeah. And then just sweet little pumps. Reach the heel up towards the sky. Very small little pumps. That's it. Soften the jaw, deepen the breath. You're doing amazing. That's it, Marita. That was great. All right. Slowly stand all the way up. Right knee in towards the chest, arms overhead. With the arms overhead, listen carefully. Keeping your right knee bent, bring your right knee beside your left one, right heel towards bum. Right heel towards bum. Good. Reach around and grab a hold of your right foot with your right hand. Yeah, and reach your left arm up towards the sky a little bit more. Good. Like we were doing when we were lying on our bellies, hug your knees in towards each other and gently lift the pubic bone towards the belly button. Good. We're going to stay upright for this first one, okay? So keep your torso exactly as it is. Just kick your right foot into your right hand like you're trying to straighten your right leg out behind you. Yeah. And now see if you can lift your left fingers higher up to the sky. Good. Two more. Now keep your right leg as it is. Reach your right arm back up to the sky. bend your standing leg, step back, lunge pose, step your right foot to the back of your mat, scoot it further back than you think. Lift your back heel up nice and high. That's it. Inhale, lift the fingers up a little bit higher. And then exhale, hands down by the front foot, put your back knee down on the ground. With your back knee down on the ground, straighten your left leg out behind you so you're back in that tabletop, left leg goes up. It's our little theme. You can always put padding underneath your right knee. Right toes are curled under, yeah. Claw the mat with your finger pads. Good. Lower the outer left hip down, Steph. Lower the outer left hip, that's it. You got it. And now lengthen your lower back, lift your pubic bone, your belly button. Bend your left knee, left sole of the foot faces the ceiling. Yeah. Yeah. Stay as you are, and now reach your right arm out in front of you towards the front of the room. Yeah, ignore me as you like, I'm always good, okay? Stay as you are, or reach around with your right hand, grab a hold of your left foot. Yeah. Lower the outer left hip down. Yes. Kick foot into hand and just breathe right here. You're doing amazing. Foot and hand come down to the earth. Foot and hand come down to the ground. You're in tabletop position. Claw the mat with your finger pads. And now right where you are, lift your knees up off the ground so they hover off the earth. Lift your knees off the ground so they hover. Good. Hug the abdomen gently in and up so we're neutralizing and actually engaging core to lengthen lower back after what we just did. So breathe here. Good. Put your knees down on the ground. Well done, family. Walk your hands further forward, down dog. There's a choice for a vinyasa, a choice to stay in down dog, or a choice for child's pose. Vinyasa in this context, plank pose, chaturanga, upper dog, downward dog, your choice. Feel your breath. Every time we arrive to our mats, it's an opportunity to surrender. To surrender to all that we hold in our day-to-day. An opportunity to connect to ourselves without outside distraction, without outside responsibility. Inhale, right leg up to the sky behind you, three-legged dog. Step your right foot forward in between your hands. Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Step your back foot in about a foot. Lower your back heel and reach your arms up by your ears. Left elbow underneath right one. Eagle arms. Left elbow underneath right one. Eagle arms. We're just going to take a couple of cat-cows here, just up and down with the elbows. Inhale, lift the elbows up. Lift the chest, perhaps look up. And then exhale, bring your elbows to rest on your chest, round the upper spine. Good, three more like that. Inhale, lift the elbows up, lift the chest. Exhale, elbows touch chest. Yeah, so keep the eagle arms the whole time. That's it. Two more. Next time you unravel, or next time you inhale, unravel your arms and reach them up to the sky. Take your hands to your outer hips, pivot your back heel up off the ground, bring your torso a quarter of the way forward, Virabhadrasana 3 with hands on outer hips, warrior 3. You can scoot your back foot in, it makes it a little bit easier for the transition. And then as you lift your back leg, perhaps you're straightening your bottom knee. You can always keep your bottom knee bent. Yeah. Lower the outer hip down. Good. Bend your left knee, left sole of the foot faces the ceiling like we've been doing. It's one of our little themes today. Yeah. Hug your left knee in towards the midline. Good. Stay as you are or open your arms into airplane wings. Everything I say is a suggestion. You don't have to come with me. Stay as you are or reach both your arms out in front of you towards the front of your own mat, palms facing towards each other. Soften your jaw, deepen your breath. Good. Come upright with your torso, left knee in towards the chest, arms overhead. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You're doing amazing. You can always stop and wiggle at any point, okay? Keeping your left knee bent, bring your left heel behind you by your bum. Yeah, grab a hold of your left foot with your left hand. Keep your right arm as it is. Yeah. Hug your left knee in towards your right one. Yep. Keep that hugging in. It's an internal rotation of the thigh. And then kick the foot into the hand without arcing your upper spine. So we're just doing the bottom part. Yes. And then see if you can really reach up through your right fingertips. Yes. Good. Letizia, see if you can keep your left knee closer towards your right ones. Exactly. And then just kick from there like you're trying to straighten your leg. Aha. Exactly. Good. Now keep the leg this active and reach your left arm up to the sky. Bend into your standing leg, step back, lunge pose. So step your left foot to the back of your mat, scoot it further back than you think. Mm-hmm. And reach up through your fingertips. That's it. You got it. Two more. Next time you exhale, hands down by the front foot, lower your back knee down to the ground. Plant your palms, take your right leg out behind you. You're in tabletop position with your right leg out behind you. Lower your outer right hip down. Yeah. Bend your right knee, right sole of the foot faces the ceiling. Stay as you are, or now reach your left arm out in front of you. Line your left arm with your ear. Yeah. So if that ever feels like it's too much in the right wrist, just put your left hand back down, okay? Now reach the left fingers forward. Stay here or reach around with your left hand. Grab a hold of your right foot. Yeah, ankle, shin, whatever works. Mm-hmm. Then gently kick the right foot into the left hand. Yeah. Especially those of us who are very open in our lower backs, can I get you to keep hugging the right knee in towards the center line, lowering outer right hip down? Yes, that's it. Nice work. Slowly release, tabletop position, which just means put your knee and your hand down on the ground. Yeah. Claw the mat with your finger pads. Feel free to stay right here, or if you're coming with me, lift both your knees up off the ground so that they hover off the earth. Hover means they're close, but they're not touching. Yeah. So now we're activating the core to counter what happened in the back. Soften the jaw, deepen the breath. Good. Put your knees down on the ground. Well done, family. Take your hands further out in front of you, down dog. You have the option to stay there, to take a vinyasa, or to rest in child's pose. Don't shwa, your choice. From down dog, inhale, reach your left leg up to the sky behind you, three-legged dog. And step your left foot forward in between your hands, Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Step your back foot in about a foot, lower your back heel and reach your arms up by your ears. Right elbow underneath left one, eagle arms. Right elbow underneath left one, eagle arms. And as you inhale, lift the elbows up, lift the chest up. Exhale, elbows rest on your chest, round your upper spine. About four more like that. Next time you come up, unravel your arms. Inhale, sweep your arms up to the sky. And then exhale, hands come to the outer hips. Bring your torso a quarter of the way forward. Pivot your back heel up off the ground, keeping your front knee bent. Perhaps step your back foot in a little bit. Vira three, warrior three, one more time. Shift the weight forward. Lift your back leg up off the ground. Yeah, keep your hands on your outer hips to try to keep your hips leveled with the ground. Mm-hmm. One more time. Bend your right knee. Right sole of foot faces the ceiling, creating that 90-degree angle with your leg. Stay as you are, or perhaps take your arms out into airplane wings. Take your arms out to the sides. Yeah. Ignore me as you like. Just breathe deep is my only request. Stay as you are. Reach your arms out in front of you. Line your arms up with your ears. Keep your arms as they are. Stand all the way up. Bring your right knee in towards the chest. Keep your arms as they are. Bring your right knee beside your left one, right heel behind you. Nataraj, grab a hold of your right foot with your right hand. Reach your left arm, or keep your left arm up to the sky. Hug your right knee in towards your left one. Lift your pubic bone up towards your belly. Yeah. Softly bend your standing leg. And now begin to kick your right foot into your right hand, perhaps taking your right toes up towards the sky, perhaps bringing your torso forward a little bit to counter what's happening behind you. Yeah, so Nataraj dancing Shiva. Soften the jaw, deepen the breath. This movement does not need to be big to be powerful. All right, slowly standing up, Tadasana, mountain pose. Release your arms by your sides. If you can help it, try not to do too much. And just feel. Feel the power of the shape you just created and what effect it has on the body. We're going to do the same thing on the other side, Nataraj on the other side, okay? Opening your eyes, shift your weight into your right foot, bend your left knee, bring your left heel behind you by your bum. Reach around and grab a hold of your left foot with your left hand. Inside or outside the foot, doesn't matter to me. You'll see what works for your shoulder. And then reach your right arm up to the sky. Hug your left knee in towards your right one, yeah? Bend your standing leg. It just allows you to root down through the foot more, which is going to help with the balance. And like we did last time we were here, kick your left foot into your left hand, really activating glutes and hamstrings, back of the leg essentially. Yep. And then either stay here or begin to bring your torso forward as you reach your left knee up towards the sky. And again, this pose does not need to be big to be powerful, right? Breathe deep from your back knee, which is your left knee, all the way to your right fingertips. Soften the jaw. Keep hugging the left knee in towards the center line. All right, slowly release. Tadasana, mountain pose. So we come back to neutral versus into a release to observe. As the dust of that settles, as I come back to center, what do I feel? All the practices that we do, the shapes that we co-create in our bodies with our breath, it is medicine, meaning that it is a nourishment for our bodies and our souls. Opening your eyes, take your feet almost as wide as the mat. We're going to take a standing back bend. Take your hands to your lower back, fingers face up or down. Think camel. We're essentially doing a standing variation of camel, okay? Take your hands to your lower back, fingers face up or down, and then hug your elbows in towards each other. Great. with your elbows bent. Bend your knees about 2 or 3 inches. So just really rooting down through your feet. Yep. Gently lift your pubic bone towards your belly button. Yes, that's it. And then with your shoulder shrugging onto your back, lift your sternum, your breastbone up towards the sky. The way that I like to think about it is I'm trying to find cobra in my upper spine. Yeah. You can stay here or slide your hands to your bum. Yeah, you can stay here or slide your hands to your hamstrings. If you have a drop back practice, feel free to take a drop back. If not, don't worry. We're about to lie down to take a back bend, so you don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, now root down through your legs and stand all the way up. Stand up, connect to a gaze point. Breathe into that point, breathe into that drishti. Teacher always said, you feel the benefits of the pose right after the pose. So if you can be still to really take in the medicine, then way more beneficial. Now fix your hair, your outfit, all the things. Inhale, sweep the arms up to the sky. Deep breath in. When you bow forward, I want you to bend your knees a ton. Please bend your knees a ton. It just gives your lower back support. We just backbended a lot. Keep your knees bent, please. Inhale, lengthen into a flat back with your knees bent. Nice. And then exhale, step back, downward dog, hands and feet to the ground. Okay, so I want to take one backbend, 8 breaths. You're kind of primed for all kinds of things. You're primed for Dhanurasana, bow pose, camel, you're also primed for that. You can also lie on your back and take bridge or wheel. It's yogini, yogi's choice. It's up to you, the back bend you want to take. So you either lower the knees, stand up on the knees for camel, lie on your belly for bow pose, or lie on your back for a bridge or wheel. You have blocks nearby, feel free to grab them. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, so as you're ready, lifting up or lowering down in your variation of a backbend, feel free to take a supported backbend. Okay, collectively, let's inhale together for 1. Exhale. Inhaling for 2. Exhale. Inhaling for 3. Inhaling for 4. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. All right, find a neutral spine, lying on your back, sitting on your heels, lying on your belly. Yeah, once you find a neutral spine, if you can help it, become perfectly still. Take in the goodness. The more we nourish ourselves, the more we can nourish our communities. Make your way onto hands and knees, cat, cow, any variation. come to a neutral spine. You're either going to cross your ankles over to roll onto your bum, or take your feet over to one side and put your butt down on the ground. Take your legs out in front of you. Give your legs a little 1-2-1-2 wiggle. Okay. From here, we've got one of two options, and they're quite extreme, but here we go. The first option is Baddha Konasana feet, soles feet together, knees out to the side. If you have any knee stuff going on, specifically on the right side, I want you to take Baddha Konasana. If you're in Baddha Konasana and your knees are higher than your hips, that's where that block comes in. Sit on a block, okay? Second option is that we're actually going to take half lotus pose, which is like Karma 5, but here we are. If you're going to explore it with me, right knee is feeling A-okay. Left leg goes straight out in front of you. Bend right knee, right foot on the ground, right knee up to the sky. Okay, hold on to your inner right ankle, or the front of your right ankle with your left hand. Lift your right foot up and take your right outer foot to the left hip crease. There's the half lotus. Right knee comes down to the ground, so out to the right and down. Yep, and now bend your left knee in Baddha Konasana. Left foot goes towards right knee, so it's almost like a double pigeon, but it's not. It's half lotus. Okay, so if this at any point doesn't serve, Baddha Konasana feet, soles feet together, knees out to the sides. Okay, everybody, take your right hand behind you by your bum. Oh, I lied, take your, yeah. Right hand behind you by your bum. Inhale, reach your left arm up to the sky. So it's a variation of seated spinal twist in Baddha or half lotus. Take your left hand to your outer right thigh. Left hand to outer right thigh, that's it. Inhale, lift the chest up, and then exhale, twist your torso towards the right. Yeah. And stay as you are, those of us in stay as you are or half bind. Lift your right hand up and either grab a hold of your right toes if you're in half lotus, or right hand to left thigh. So Deborah, you'll take your right hand behind you by your bum. Take your right hand and then take your right hand towards your left bum. Yes. Yeah, cool. You got it? Okay, great. Yeah. Last little part. Keep your torso as it is, but now look towards your left shoulder. Look towards your left shoulder. Yeah. And then bring your left ear to your left shoulder. Yeah. So this is a neck release on the right side. That's it. Lift your head back up. Keep your legs as they are. Sweet little counter twist in the other direction with your, keep your legs as they are. Just counter twist your torso over towards the left. Okay, come on back to center. Both feet on the ground. Extend your legs out in front of you and just flex and point your feet a couple times. Okay, so same thing, other side. Baddha Konasana, soles feet together, knees out to the sides, or half lotus. If you're coming into half lotus, right leg stays straight out. Left sole of foot on the ground, left knee up to the sky. Grab a hold of the front of your left ankle with your right hand. Lift the foot up. Take your outer left foot to your right hip crease. Yeah, left knee goes out to the left, and then bend your right knee, right toes by left knee. Good. Everybody take your left hand behind you by your bum. Yes. Inhale, reach your right arm up to the sky. And then exhale, twist. Take your right arm to the outside of your left leg. Yes. Inhale, lift the chest up. And then exhale, twist your torso towards the left. Feel free to stay exactly as you are, or we move towards the half bind. Your left hand stays behind you and goes over to the right side. Grab a hold of your right thigh, your right bum, or if you've got that half lotus, hold on to your left toes with your left hand. That's it. Yeah. Now look towards your right shoulder. Yeah, and bring your right ear to your right shoulder, stretching out the left side of your neck. That's it. You got it. All right, lift your right ear back up, or lift your head back up, I should say. Yeah, unravel your arms, keep your legs as they are, just sweet little counter twists in the opposite direction with your torso and your arms. And then come on back to center, both feet on the ground, knees bent. Extend your legs out in front of you and flex and point your feet. Bharakanasana, Pajimottanasana, Upavishta. So forward fold of your choice symmetrically. Soles, feet together, knees out to the sides. That's Bharakanasana, Pajimo, both legs straight out in front of you. Upavishta, legs open to a V shape. You can also do all of this reclined. Supta Bharakanasana, soles, feet together, knees out, you lie down. Or bum to the wall, legs up the wall, open your legs into a V shape. Okay? Once you find your own variation of a forward fold or reclined, close your eyes and deepen your breath. You're here as long as you want to be. Shavasana is our next pose. If there's anything else your body needs before lying down, please, by all means, take it. As you deepen your breath, bring your awareness back into your physical body. In tantric philosophy, it is believed that the body is the temple of the soul. It houses our divinity in a physical form. And we can forget that in our day-to-day life as we move through. And every time we come to our mat, we have the opportunity to remember the temple. Take one hand to the heart and one hand to the belly. One of my favorite images from Tantric Quest by Daniel Odier talks about how the practice reminds us that we are the gatekeepers of this temple. And every time we come to the practice, meaning to a conscious and sacred intention, we are sweeping the temple clean. We're moving the debris. We're adding fresh flowers. We're watering the plants. All as an offering to our own divinity, the god or goddess, insert word of choice, that is housed in this temple. And we remember our own sacredness, our own holiness. And then when it's time to leave the holy temple to go back into the world of householding, may we remember the anchor, the connection to this temple, so that every thought and action and interaction is imbued with this holiness. Hari Om, which is, I am holy. That which I am, Tat Sat, that is the truth. Namaste.